Hi, this is Xavier Pope. This is your friend, Xavier. It is noon Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is our first call on our new set of calls that we're calling Monday Motivation for Me. Welcome to everyone who has joined. I'm excited to have you guys on the line today. And I wanted to basically start off with just welcoming you. This is going to be a series of calls, and I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge myself because I'm going to be able to deliver the content. We are going to engage at various times of the day. We're going to start off with a soft launch today at noon to give you guys an opportunity. I'm at lunch. I may be able to take a couple of minutes to get part of this call and get engaged and get involved. Use the hashtag Radical Inspiration to tweet or send Facebook messages and just share or Instagram or Twitter to share your insights as to this call and what has it meant for you. I just want to thank you guys for the last 5 years of the inspirational message that's being shared on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And I wanted to just let you guys know that it moved on my heart. You know, it moves on my heart every single morning that I post something. It's something that inspires me, and I believe that it's preordained for me to share it with you. So after 5 years, I thought that it was time for us to take it to another level. That's why we're calling it Radical Inspiration. Today I was on Michigan Avenue inspiring folks and giving motivation to people. And so we're taking this thing up a notch so that you can take this for yourself and so you're able to engage this for yourself. And we're going to be doing a lot of really different awesome things, whether it's a call, whether it's a pop-up event, whether it's a retreat. We have so many different things that are lined up to be able to take your life to the next level and to experience the purpose that's for you. So here is the first piece here, and I'm excited about sharing this one piece here. And the first thing we want to start out today is, how do I get started? That's the topic of today. And what better way to start than to talk about how to get started? And so I want to be able to encourage you guys first to get going with principles that can get you guys fired up about how to get started.
Good morning, Leo. This is the show speaking.
Yes, and so here's the first thing we're going to do about getting started. So how we're going to do that is, what is it that you truly desire? What is it that you truly want? Better yet, a better question to ask is, what is it that you're good at? What is that thing that you cannot put down? You know, you've been thinking about it for the last year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. What is that thing that you do well? People say you always are good at, you know, you're making those pies and that cake. Oh, hey, you're really great at throwing those parties. Hey, you're really good at writing. Hey, you're really good at how you service those people when you came to do that one thing you did. Well, it first starts off with purpose. And we have to be able to understand that we're all put here for a reason. God placed us on this planet to fulfill a specific purpose. We're not walking around aimlessly just doing whatever and going in different directions. We are truly designed, and we have been created here for a specific purpose. And I want to make sure you guys are very cognizant and aware of that. And so to that end, I wanted to let you guys know that that one thing can set up our whole life moving forward. And it first starts with us defining what our purpose is. And it doesn't matter if you're working a job that you like. You're going to be able to...
I can hardly hear someone is breaking up.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. This is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How you doing?
I'm good, Xavier. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So we're going to we're in this call right now, and we're talking about right now about how to get started. And so I'm glad that you joined the call, and I'm actually glad that you said something on this call, because I thought all of our calls were muted at this point. But so what we're getting into this call specifically
real
about
quick,
how to get started.
Real quick, Xavier, sorry about this. I just wanted to announce that I'm also on the call. This is Adler, and I've been
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Thanks.
Oh, I'm glad you joined the call. We have a few other people that have joined the call as well that haven't announced themselves. So hello, everyone who haven't announced themselves. I'm just glad that you guys joined the call. And just to reiterate, pieces about this call is that I've been sending a lot of you guys motivation about different things. And it's been every single day, and I've been extremely diligent in doing that. And one of the reason why I have done that is to make sure that, you know, I'm just motivated by it. I can't even explain to you guys as to why. What we want to be able to do is to take this to another level, you know, to be able to give you guys the opportunity to meet you where you live with this, essentially.
Hello.
I just want to make sure you guys hear me, and that you guys are really clear what I'm talking about here. We do
Hi,
have some
Xavier.
Background noise.
Hi, Xavier. It's Carmita. Hi.
Hey,
I was just wondering. Hi, Carmita from Vegas. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Carmita?
Hey,
I guess
you have to mute your phone so that when he is speaking, it's getting a little muffled. So if everyone's mute on their end, that
would be Yay, you guys are helping me out. This is awesome. Excellent. Mute your call, because I'm trying to mute you guys, and it's not working. So
so if everybody could just manually do it, because I can hear the background and everybody, like, there's somebody that needs to change their smoke alarm. There's somebody that's outside. So I could pick all that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for helping me out. And so I did a private run through of this call and how I'm supposed to do all this other stuff before, and it was just me and myself. So, but at any rate, I just wanted to thank you guys for coming on the line and talking. And so the first thing I wanted to get involved with you guys was essentially was how do I get started? And I talked about purpose before. The main thing I really wanted to get down with you guys is it doesn't really matter how old you guys are. I'm 39. I can be open, honest with that. And I think that the key to it all for us is to stop where we are, like no matter what you're doing in your job, your functionality, and say, okay, what is it that I love doing? Like what, not just what I love doing, but who am I about? Like what is going on with me as a human being? And I'm going to, on this call, I would like for us to, just for the next week, I want us to challenge us. So you don't have to answer this question today. It's for the next week. When you wake up, the first thing that you do in the morning after you do your morning ritual is to say, what am I supposed to be doing? Just ask yourself, what am I supposed to be doing? And then start looking for some of the clues. Some of the clues can be clear as day. You may have a conversation with somebody. It may be a sign. It may be something that you read. But I want you to be really, really, us to be very, very aware of the things that we're seeing over the next week. We don't necessarily have to know exactly what our purpose is at this exact moment that we're on this call right here, right now. But it is important that we know it, and it is important that we begin asking ourselves questions. Questions are extremely important. Why are questions extremely important? They give us the ability to explore. When you come up with an answer, when we come up with an answer, I like saying we because I'm including myself in this, we start to say, okay, I'm supposed to do this and I'm supposed to do that. We may be shutting ourselves off from the possibility of something new that may be able to define our purpose and what we're supposed to do. So over the next week, let us start asking ourselves questions. Be inquisitive. Be extremely inquisitive. And in that process, don't just let it go into the air. You know, something I keep with me at all time, I have an Evernote. Evernote is an application you can download to your phone, and I take tons of notes in it all the time. And it helps me to organize my thoughts, what I'm going to do. So over the next couple of, you know, next couple of days or so, whether you want to pull out a legal pad or whether you want to take the Evernote app, start jotting down notes as something, the things that you like to do and what you think the purpose is and how it's designed, and start journaling it and start writing down ideas to do that. Now, if you already know what you like to do, or you know who you are and what you're about right now, congratulations. The next step for us to do is take a step. And we may not necessarily know all the people that we should know, all of the money that we're supposed to have, all of the steps that are supposed to be taken. That's absolutely 100% okay. I would say today, it's been on my mind for about a week or so to do radical inspiration as relates to going outside on Monday Motivation on Michigan Avenue. I got the idea really from listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer. And when I initially got the idea, it was like, that's crazy, going outside and, you know, really truly being outside with the people. But he says, take your message to the people. Okay, I'm going to take my message to the people. And I didn't have all the ideas as how I was supposed to execute that. I'm like, okay, what am I doing? What else should I do? This? I should do that. And it hit me this morning, and it was just do it. Do something. Take one radical step, even if I don't have it all together. And the second I got out there, about 10 to 15 separate ideas flooded my brain as I began to talk to people, as I began to motivate people, and as they had to share their ideas with me about how they would like to be engaged on something like that. Boom, it happened. So what I want to encourage you guys is, if you kind of have an idea as to what it is that you're supposed to be doing right now, take one step. The reason why I shared with you guys one quote just before we got started, that quote was, do not despise the day, despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin, for Zechariah 4:10. I shared that quote because we can take one step, and initially when we do it, it may seem like failure if we don't get an initial response. Don't do that. Don't get stuck in, I have to have everything come together because I made that one step. You may take that one step and hear silence. You may take that first step and hear people hate on you or say that's not a good idea. Heck, you may start doubting yourself if you don't get an initial response, or you don't get that first call back. You apply for a job and it's like, okay, that's in a new, completely different field, and no one initially responds to you, or you write that first post for your new blog and boom, you don't have any likes or anything like that. But I encourage you to take another step. As I did, somebody else just jumped on a call. Hi. So that first piece is determining your purpose, right? And then that second piece is just doing something, you know, taking a step. And that's how you want to be able to do it. And once you take that first step, and you have that first step, maybe also writing those ideas down. And so those are the first things I want us to start doing. And I reminded us, the people that are just joining the call, is this is about how do we get started? How do we get moving on taking our lives to the next level? And one of those first things that we're focusing on is determining what our purpose is, and then secondly, taking a step and an act toward that. And a challenge for everyone for the next week to start looking at clues that leads us to where we're supposed to go. All right. Now I call these my four P's. I talk about them all the time. My first P is purpose. The second P is a plan. Now, can you get from here to someplace in Colorado without a map? Probably not. You're going to need an absolute map to get started. So how do we do that? We all have Google. We all have these different procedures to us to start doing some research and trying to figure out what it is that we'd like to do and how to be able to execute that. You want to get back to school. Okay, what type of classes you need to take? Okay, you need to start a business. Okay, are there business courses that need to be started? When I first started my business, I knew I wanted to practice law. But as far as how to attract clients and how to be able to move my business, I wasn't really sure of that. So I took classes, Chicago Urban League. I took classes, Small Business Administration. Even when it came down to social media, I actually took classes at Social Media University to determine the analytics of how that works, is we need to be able to do two things when we decide to be able to pursue our purpose. It is experience and study. Experience and study. When we decide to move out on something, we have to study it. What? How does it work? How does it move? How does it act? And the second thing we need to be able to do is be able to experience that thing. When you experience that thing, it starts to give you confidence to be able to move along further in that purpose. All right? So then the third thing I like for us to think about when about how do I get started is to be able to partner. Now, when we partner, that includes talking to other people that potentially may have the knowledge that we need or the connections that we need to make something happen. A lot of life insurance people, that they go into their profession, they're saying, they tell, or even in multi-level marketing, they say, think of the first 15 people you know and start talking to those people. Well, this is great if you're doing that for someone else's business or some other line, but I want us to focus on the things that we are able to do, the things that we feel. Anyone on the line right now, make sure you're muting, make sure you mute your phone. Anyone that's on the line, make sure you're muting your phone. All right, and so...
Okay, so come back tomorrow.
Whoa. What you want to be able to do is partner. So there may be people that do what we want to do or that are aligned in a purpose of our way of getting what we desire. Meet those people. Those are what I call, that's basically a horizontal connection. Those are people that we can go to for advice. We may be radical with how we reach them, because we may not necessarily know them. Another way that we partner with people is those that maybe are aligned with our thoughts. So it's our friend circle or career circle or desire circle. You start picking people out and, okay, I want to be aligned with this particular person, or there are people around me that could potentially support me. And they have to be inside of what you want to do. And if there are people in your life that are not aligned with that particular purpose, I'm sorry to say this, guys, but they may have to go, you know, and that's the most important thing right there. And the last thing I wanted us to remember and how do we get started is to persevere.
What fail?
Right? So first part is our purpose. Our second part after our purpose is to plan. Our third part is the partner. And our fourth part is to persevere. Now, I know that it's great to get started. It's great to get moving. It's great to have, you know, try to make our start a plan and get going. And then we try to find people that may be able to help us. But the last piece of that can be the most challenging is we may face some sort of failure. We may face some sort of setback, or we may face some sort of obstacles. So how do you get started when you've done all the different things you need to do? You talk to people you've had to talk to. You plan the things you've had to plan. How do you meet up against that? Is to continue to motivate yourself. If I want you guys to take anything from this call, I want you guys to think of this: to refuse to be discouraged completely. Like, okay, some people say I'm having a bad day. I can't get lined up where I'm going. Is you basically have to shake that off. You know, okay, all right. A negative thought and a positive thought cannot be in the same space at the same time. So what we want to do is reinforce ourselves with positive thoughts. Okay, and I can do this, and I will move through this, and so on and so forth. So I want us to be able to get started today. All right, you're on this call. You made the conscious decision because there is something out there that you desire for you. If you have a pen and paper right now, I want you to write that down, whatever it is, to get started and make a move toward that today. And challenge yourself for this next week to start looking at clues and start journaling it. That's every single day, and start looking toward clues. And so that's what we want to be able to do today. All right, so that's how we get started. We've opened this up to the community, and I wasn't able to mute everyone. I want to thank Carmita for coming on and asking everyone to mute their phones. If there are any questions that the community would like to throw at me, I'm going to open the floor in this first conversation for any feedback that you guys may have to this particular call.
Xavier, quick question. This is Adler. I missed the fourth P. I see purpose, plan, partner. What was the fourth P again?
The fourth P is persevere.
persevere.
Right. All right. The reason why this is extremely.
Can you repeat those again?
Persevere.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat all four?
Oh, sure. So our 4 P's of getting started is to find your purpose, create a plan, find partners, and then persevere to the end. The reason why persevere is part of this is it your host 10 ways to get this and 7 ways to acquire that. But the part of getting started that people don't tell you about is that you may bump up against failure. You may bump up against obstacles. And in order to do that is to understand that those obstacles do exist. A lot of times people think that we start something and because it's something that's aligned with what we're good at or that we really want to do, that nothing bad is supposed to happen or no slip up may happen. And if something happens, that's a sign that it's not for us. That is absolute trash. It's absolute garbage, and it's absolutely something that we don't want to embody. It's we are designed and created for friction. That's why working out is extremely important. And the tool in working out is when you're pushing a weight, there's resistance, right? You just don't just throw weight up. And when you get stronger, you actually push up against more weight. And so that means that you're making progress. So if you're meeting up against some sort of opposition, that doesn't necessarily mean something is wrong. It actually could mean you're very, very right, and it's time for you to get your weight up. So if you meet resistance when you first get started, then now I got something here. And what happens is we start thinking about solutions, or the solutions begin to come to us. And that's why the part of getting started is persevering, is understanding that obstacles do in fact happen. They do come. And if you are, this is another great thing I want you guys to journal about this week.
Yeah,
if you take this step this week towards your purpose, I want you to look for the obstacles. Look for the obstacles. And when you find those obstacles, I would implore you to write down the fact, a thanksgiving for the obstacles you receive, because you've already seen it ahead of time. And you know that it's coming, and that you know that you can overcome a particular obstacle. Okay? All right. Any more questions on the call?
I had a question. This is Carmita.
Okay.
What if you are good at more than one thing? And
one
of the obstacles is making the decision which one you're more passionate about, but that's very difficult sometimes.
That's a fantastic question. So I'm really good at a lot of different things. I mean, you guys probably figured this out. I do so much. But here's the key to defining your purpose is not necessarily saying this is the one thing that I do and this is the one thing I'm going to do. It actually is to determine you really have 1 to 2 core competencies that draws everything you're interested in together. And that's your key to where you get started. My core competency is shepherding and leadership and communication. Those are my basic 2 things that I do. And I can't shepherd or lead anyone if I can't communicate. So communication is at the top of my list. That's why that is the thing that I know that God placed me on here on this earth to do, is to communicate to people. And so communication is in my law practice and connecting clients together with what I'm supposed to do and help them with. Communication is in me delivering information on television or on radio or through social media. My communication is in when I go speak for Fortune 500 companies and stand in front of people, I have to be able to articulate a message and get it across to everyone. So communication is my core competency. So Carmita, when you think about what it is that you like to do or are really good at or something that you're fashioned to do, try to think about the similarities that which make them make you. And you start, and you don't have to ask just one question. Ask a couple of questions to get you to that point where when you say, oh, this is the commonality, this is the thread that binds everything together, is this thing. And that will tell you what you should do first. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. Questions? Another question? Don't be shy, guys.
Yes, Xavier, this is Adler again. Just
sure.
Writing my notes here. What was the name of the app you used for notes?
Oh, the app that I use for notes is called Evernote.
Evernote?
Yes, Evernote. And so
thanks.
It's like this green square with the elephant in the middle, because I guess elephants are supposed to have really great memory. But essentially, it's something that I put my to-do list in, I put meeting notes in, I put everything in it. And what's awesome about Evernote, it travels across devices. So it could be on your laptop or tablet or on your phone, or it could be accessible through online, through the website that binds it all together, and it syncs. So that's why Evernote is pretty fantastic tool to use. I went a little bit over the time that I set for this particular call, but this is our first call, and I wanted to make sure we get all the, you know, work out some of the bugs and kinks and things of that nature on this first call. But I just want to thank you guys for joining this particular call for this hashtag, Radical Inspiration. Share thoughts about what you've heard here on Facebook, on Twitter, or Instagram. Send a quick video or let me know. And after this call is over, I'm going to actually have a Pope Scope on Periscope. Follow me on Periscope. That's Xavier Pope. That's Xavier Pope. And this basically, the Pope Scope is going to kind of give us a quick synopsis of this particular call. But I want to share one additional thing that you guys haven't heard on this call. But I want to just thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you guys. And send me an email at xavierpope.com. That's xavierpope@gmail.com. Sorry about that. xavierpope@gmail.com. What I want to do is, if you're interested in becoming an Agape ambassador, we're doing some awesome things in that area as well. And you want to be able to become that person that influences the people around you to be able to take their life to the next level, then I would love for you to send me an email, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about how you be in my focus group of the book that's coming out and that's being created, and it's really coming back from the feedback that you guys give me. So I want to thank you guys for joining this week called Monday Motivation for me. God bless each and every one of you guys. Remember,
thank you.
Purpose, plan, partner, persevere. Write notes about any obstacles you're facing and also the purpose that you're designing for yourself. So I want to thank you guys for joining this call. Have a fantastic Monday and have a fantastic week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody.